Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Veterans in Business Network Reveille podcast. I'm Corey Vickers, an advocate for the VIB, and I'm your host. The Reveille podcast is one of the very many ways that the VIB shares important information with the veteran business community. And today, I have the great pleasure of being joined by one of my favorite people. Our special guest is Rebecca Aguilera-Gardner. Rebecca is the CEO of the Veterans in Business Network, and we love to have her on the podcast. Welcome, Rebecca.
Thank you, Corey. Back at you, too.
I appreciate it.
Loving the podcast.
Thank you so much. Hey, you know, I've been talking about this on the podcast for quite some time, and everybody knows now that we have the annual conference coming up in San Diego on November 14th and 15th. And I'm hoping we can spend a little bit of our time today just getting some information out to those folks who perhaps have not yet decided to join us, or for those folks who are going to be attending their very first VIB conference. Would that work for you?
Sounds perfect.
Awesome. So before we get into that, could you just tell us a little bit about yourself?
So I'm Rebecca. I am the daughter of a Korean War veteran and the sister of an Air Force veteran here in San Diego. We have a service-disabled veteran printing business. Some of the things that I would do in the printing business is I would do all the sales and marketing. With that, I really learned how to utilize our SDVOB DVBE certification to win corporate clients like CVS Pharmacy, MetLife, the utilities here in San Diego and all around California. So I was out doing sales and marketing and utilizing our certification. So the VIB started with real veterans who had been, you know, out there on the field trying to work their certification to win contracts.
Rebecca, first off, thanks very much to your father for his service and your brother for his service. And you know what, you're not just a part of the VIB, you are so much an actual image of the VIB for me and for many. Your heart is definitely in it, and you are a servant warrior out there, and I just thank you so much for all that you are doing for the veteran business community and your dedication and your passion. It's palpable every time we sit down to talk. So just want to say thank you for that. You're a strong advocate for us veterans.
I appreciate that. Thanks, Corey. You know, I just know how difficult it is out there as a, you know, service disabled veteran business to really win those contracts. And once you start learning how to utilize those certification, it really can increase your business and move you up to the next level. And I don't want to have other veteran business owners really struggle like we did for years of trying to figure out the system and the red tape. So that's what the VIB is all about. It's actually shared knowledge and support so all veteran businesses can succeed together.
Well, let's jump into the conference real quick. Who can we expect to see at our 2022 annual conference?
Well, we'll have tons of corporations, government agencies, buyers, procurement professionals, and veteran businesses all there connecting and networking during the VIB conference. For a full list of sponsors and exhibitors, you can visit the VIB website at vibconference.com and check out who's going to be there and who you want to connect with.
It sounds like it's pretty much off the charts already, and I'm sure we're going to get a whole bunch more folks signing up. So it's awesome to see that participation from those big corporations and all of those government entities. Rebecca, what's the, you know, we see a little bit of this information on our website, but what's the difference between the Veteran Business Marketplace Reception and the Opportunity Expo? If I'm attending as a veteran-owned business, should I attend both? How should I parse my time?
So the Veteran Business Marketplace Reception is solely for veteran business owners to showcase their goods and their services. So this is a great opportunity if you're a veteran business and you want that extra little, you know, promotion during the conference. you can exhibit and have the corporations or government agencies come on over to your booth after and actually show your products. So that is only for veterans. The next day, the Opportunity Expo on Tuesday, is only for corporations, government agencies, prime contractors, and business resource groups. So that is for them to showcase what they have, how to connect with those corporations and government agencies, what those business resource groups are all about. So we've separated them to 2 days and two different expos. So yes, you can participate in both, and I highly encourage everybody to participate in both.
You know, that's really cool. We kind of flipped it on both sides and said, okay, well, you tell me what you do and I'll tell you what I need on the very next day. And let's see if there's some alignment. That's kind of the way those two things are designed, right?
Exactly. Well, what happens, you know, whenever you go to an event, if you have an exhibitor table, you kind of get stuck behind the exhibitor table. So if you're a veteran and you have an exhibitor table, you don't get that opportunity to walk around and connect with the corporations and the government agencies because you're trying to man your table. So what we did is just separate those out to two different days. So the veterans can still exhibit and have their table, but then the next day they can go around and talk to the corporations and the government agencies.
It's awesome. And, you know, we've heard so many times on this podcast how it's critically important for that veteran business to really understand the companies that they want to go work for, the companies that they want to do business with, what their business model is, what their needs are, and how that veteran business owner can say, this is what I bring to serve the marketplace, and here's how that aligns with what your needs are. So this is a great opportunity, both Veteran Business Marketplace Reception as well as the Opportunity Expo, for that learning to happen on both sides. So that's amazing. Rebecca, what are the Above and Beyond Awards?
So that is where we celebrate the veteran business community. It is for people that go above the numbers and beyond what is expected to help the veteran business community succeed. So at the end, the tail end of the conference, we have an Above and Beyond Award banquet dinner where we have these awards going out to Veteran Business of the Year, Corporation of the Year, Government Agency of the Year, Teaming Partners of the Year. So everybody can apply for those awards. And during the Above and Beyond Award banquet dinner is where we announce the winner. And let me just say, every year we actually work with a veteran artist to create these awards. So this year is going to be amazing. We have a veteran artist in the DC area. And basically that is all I'm going to say, because we do a full unveiling at the Above and Beyond Awards.
Yeah, that's cool. So it's going to be really, really difficult, I think, to select those Above and Beyond Award winners. We've heard so many wonderful stories on the podcast about companies and the folks within these companies who are really being serious advocates for the veteran business community within their businesses. I'm excited to, number one, to see who wins the award, but also to hear a little bit more and see the unveiling of that veteran artist. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it is. It is going to be beautiful. And then let me just also say, I mean, you know, the Above and Beyond Awards in itself, the application is available now on the website. So I would encourage everybody, if you're thinking about applying, that you look at the application and apply on the VIBconference.com website. But it also asks, what are you doing? We want to hear real stories. Like, what is your success stories? Share, you know, how are you doing something different that sets you apart from other veteran businesses or corporations or government agencies? So we want to hear those wonderful success stories that help the veteran business community succeed.
Well, and you know that I'll be out there in the audience fishing for new stories for the Reveille podcast. So definitely, I want to hear those success stories for sure.
They're great.
Rebecca, I'd love to get kind of your advice. You know, this is our sixth annual conference, and you've seen these be very, very successful, even through COVID and the overall pandemic shutdown. You've seen these be incredibly successful. But it'd be great to hear your thoughts on how how one can really use the time at the VIB conference to the best use.
I would say you want to participate in everything. We're going to have working out on Monday morning. So I would say even that you should participate and go and work out. It's either going to be yoga or some sort of intense training. Not too sure what we're doing exactly, but participate in everything that we have. We have created this conference to give attendees the maximum amount of time to get their face in front of corporations and government agencies to build those relationships. So really attend the team building, tactical networking, one-on-one business matchmaking, attend the workshops, and really get to know people. By the time the conference is over, you should have met pretty much almost everybody at the conference. The amount of events that we are having during the conference where you're going to be face-to-face with these corporations and government agencies.
I'm not going to lie, I was a little bit nervous when you started talking about working out. So I'm trying to avoid PT, but I'll try to bring my workout gear and show up for that as well. Aside from my workout gear, what else should I bring with me to the conference?
Of course, you want to make sure that you bring plenty of business cards. You know, we don't want you to run out of business cards. Bring capability statements. Those are always something that corporations want to know further. And since you're going to have three opportunities to get connected with these corporations, the government agencies, you want to make sure one of those times you have that capability statement in case they ask for it. If you don't know what a capability statement is, get on the website and or PTAC or VBOC, and they have how to build a capability statement, or just look it up. You want to make sure you have that before the conference. Another thing is, I would say, listen to the podcasts that you guys are doing here. You know, these supplier diversity professionals are telling our attendees what they should expect and how they should approach them. So you want to make sure you're listening to those corporations and government agencies, sharing how to connect with them during the conference. And then the last thing is, if anybody goes to the website and you look under sponsors and exhibitors, you can click on the logo and it takes you directly to that corporation's website or their supplier diversity page. You want to make sure that you are, whoever you want to work with, that you are applying for their portal or whatever they have before the conference. So when you meet them and they say, oh, well, you know, you need to apply, you know, or you need to register in our portal, you've already done that. You've already done your homework. So I really highly encourage people to check the conference website and the exhibitor and sponsorship page to find out more about each of our exhibitors.
So if I'm really looking to get to know somebody from a specific corporation or from a specific government agency, how can I be sure to get in front of them?
So great question. I want to make sure that everybody is maximizing their time. So they should participate in all the networking events that we have. Team building, tactical networking, and one-on-one business matchmaking. Those will get you in front of these corporations and these government agencies. If you didn't get into the early bird, that is exclusively for the team building people. We will have a waiting list, so you can still try to participate in team building on Monday. So once you register, you should get on the list to try to be on the waiting list for team building. If you don't make it, you're still going to have amazing opportunity with tactical networking, which I'll explain what tactical networking is. It's a roundtable matchmaking. So we'll have like four veteran businesses, a corporation, government agency, and a facilitator. Everybody is going to pitch their business to each other, or talk about their business to each other for between 15 minutes. So you will find out and connect with, you know, people briefly. After that 15 minutes is up, then the corporations and government agencies will get up and they will go to a new table. And then you will have a vet, as a veteran business, you will have a new set of corporations and government agencies come to your table and pitch again. And then we do that for about an hour and a half. So by the time that is over, all veteran businesses have probably been in front of a good 20 to 30 corporations and government agencies and have had that opportunity to pitch them, you know, directly. So, and then that's when I say this goes out into our veteran business marketplace reception. So, and then at the marketplace reception, that is where you can actually go and connect further with these corporations and government agencies. And now if by that time you still haven't met who you wanted to meet, you still have one more opportunity with the one-on-one business matchmaking. So those appointments begin, you can start creating your profile and you can start to make those appointments on October 10th till November 15th. And then if you don't meet the person that you're supposed to meet, then you have one more shot at the Above and Beyond Award Banquet Dinner. And actually, you have several more shots. You have the Opportunity Expo and then the Award Banquet Dinners.
And I know it takes a huge amount of work to pull this off, Rebecca. And the whole team and yourself should absolutely be commended for the labor of love that this is. And I just want to make sure that I point everybody to the website for the registration. It's www.vibconference.com. So it's a separate website specifically to register for the conference. There's a ton of information out there. I just want to make sure that I call that out now. And we'll provide that in the notes for this podcast as well. Hey, Rebecca, you know, at the beginning of the podcast, you kind of threw out the alphabet soup of certifications. Will there be someone there at the conference that can talk to me about what certifications I should pursue or which ones are important?
Yes, we are very excited because the CVE, the VA certification, is moving over to the Small Business Administration, the SBA. So the SBA will be attending the conference and talking about the transfer of that certification to them. And they will have somebody there to talk about how that certification, the processes and the procedures is going to be happening. And that is happening January 1st, 2023. So our conference is just right before that transfer. So we have somebody talking about the CVE certification at the SBA. We also will have PTAC, we'll have somebody from VBOC, and then we'll have somebody from DGS to talk about the various certifications that are available and that are free for veteran businesses to obtain.
You know, we are all about making sure that folks have the appropriate information so that they can make an educated decision on what certifications are going to be valuable for their business. So it's great to hear that the SBA is going to be there because, that massive change and having someone there that can specifically talk about those changes and help folks that want to get registered for appropriate certification. That's critically important to that veteran business owner. Rebecca, you know, we've had several of these conferences so far, and it would be great if you could share just some takeaways. What has been successful in these conferences in helping the veteran business owners?
You know, there has been a variety of veteran businesses that have attended and have actually walked away with large contracts. One of our veterans who attended the virtual conference, our first virtual conference in 2020, now Robert Half is one of her corporate clients that she met during the virtual event. So I just found this out about a couple of months ago. So we're very excited to hear that people have really won contracts and there's real opportunities happening during this conference. Another great thing is that camaraderie, getting to know other veteran businesses. I now hear about tons of veteran businesses all working together, teaming together because they met during the conference, or just, you know, working and buying from each other. So it's not just about the corporations and the government agencies. It's also about the veteran businesses, you know, working with each other, supporting each other, and buying from each other as well.
Absolutely. I mean, it's all about getting a little bit more business in the mix. So anything that we can do amongst ourselves and certainly with our corporate sponsors to drive that business, absolutely, we should be leaning into those things. I just wanted to make sure that I hit pause for a moment and ask you, are there any other things that we just need to be aware of as we go into this conference and make ourselves available for that? What would get you motivated to attend?
I think the thing that really motivates me to attend any conference is that there are real opportunities. There has to be an ROI, I'm sure, for business owners like me. We'll spend the money, attend a conference. I want there to be real opportunity where I get that one-on-one connections. And I think that's what we're doing with the VIB conference. We are creating these opportunities to get that one-on-one time with those large corporations and government agencies that you might have not ever had the chance to connect with. And not only is it just government agencies, but it's corporations and prime contractors. So we have a great mix of opportunities, whether you're looking to grow your corporate business or your government business or both. This is the conference that you need to attend to really connect with real buyers, supplier diversity professionals, estimators. I know a lot of corporations that are attending are bringing their purchasing people. So we're very excited that we're going to have real purchasing people attend, real buyers looking to connect with the veteran business community.
Absolutely. And look, Rebecca, this is clear that the conference has been curated to fit those corporations, those government agencies, and the veteran business owners to actually be able to mix and mingle and come away from this with true value. So hopefully everyone's a little bit more motivated now. And those who have already signed up, great. We'll see you there. And for those who have not yet signed up, hopefully they're over the edge there and they're ready to jump in and register. Again, I just want to make sure that everybody has this. The conference website is www.vibconference.com. And Rebecca, I just want to say thanks for your passion and your service to the veteran business community, and really for your time today as well to share all this information about the upcoming conference. For those of you who are unfamiliar with the VIB network, we are a nonprofit 501c3, and we're on a mission to provide education, training, resources, and outreach to help veterans in business succeed. You can find more information and contacts on our website. So our normal website is www.vibnetwork.org. That's different from the conference website. So again, www.vibnetwork.org. And you can also find us on social media. So LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram. You can even find us on YouTube. If you are a veteran-owned business, it is free for you to join the VIB network thanks to the generosity of our corporate sponsors. And you've heard some of them on this podcast. And please stay alert for our next Reveille podcast. It's coming up soon. We'll post details through our social media channels and on our website. Again, thanks to Rebecca for joining us today. Hopefully you are all now completely convinced to join us in sunny San Diego on November 14th and 15th. You really can't beat the location for the annual conference. I'm Corey Vickers, and I'll catch you next time. Let's get to work.